This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Marsha Cossel, C-O-S-S-E-L, of the law firm Lee Cossel Fagley, address on file. Dear Ms. M.S., Dear Ms. Cossel, per your request for a independent medical evaluation on your client, Mark Day, please note the following medical letter, period. Mark is M-A-R-K, last name D-A-Y, period. On March 11, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 59-year-old male, height 5 foot 11 inches tall, weight 160 pounds, period. He sustained a work injury on or about February 29th, 2024 at Roach Diagnostics, and it occurred in a staff lab, S-T-A-P-H, staff lab, period. The patient's occupation is a biomechanical electronic technician, period. He was repairing a machine that tests bacteria, period. He had a slight cut of his right ring finger in the waist system, period. He woke up the week of the injury with severe finger pain that became a staph infection of the finger via the bloodstream. It spread to the left lung, period. He developed MSSA pneumonia, which is methicillin-susceptible Staph aureus pneumonia, period. This led to a permanent impairment of the lungs and also injured the heart, period. This was caused by the cut on the finger at work, period. New paragraph. From a cardiac standpoint, he was given several cardiac infusions through a temporary catheter, period. His symptoms include erratic pulse, comma, blood pressure issues, comma, edema of the legs, comma, shortness of breath, comma, problems breathing when laying flat, comma, stamina problems, exercise intolerance, comma, sexual problems, comma, distance walking, and painful edema, period. New paragraph. His lung issues cause a significant aggravation of his pre-existing COPD and emphysema with permanent lung damage and loss of function, period. It was an aggravation and exacerbation of his stage 4 lung disease, period. He states that after this injury, he had 15% total lung function in both lungs, period. Prior to this work injury, he had 30% total lung function in both lungs, period. He became 50% worse in his lung functions after and due to this work injury, period. New paragraph. Timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was the next week after the injury, the first week in March. He was seen at Work Wellness Center, Roach Employee Wellness Center in Fishers. A nurse practitioner put him on an antibiotic, period. His finger got a lot worse in a few days and was seen in the emergency room at Hancock, period. He was treated and released after they changed his oral antibiotics by adding another PO antibiotic, as well as a one-time IV antibiotic, period. The patient became worse with more finger pain. He saw his family doctor through Hancock Physicians Network and saw a nurse practitioner. He also had nose pain and was put on a topical antibiotic, period. He was seen at Hancock Emergency Room and was admitted with respiratory distress and sepsis and admitted approximately 7 days. He was told he had MSSA pneumonia, which is methicillin susceptible Staph aureus period. He got better and was released with once daily infusion antibiotics for 5 days period. This was given in an outpatient at the hospital infusion center period. He saw pulmonary rehab unit at Major Health Partners in Shelbyville 3 times a week for 6 weeks. He also saw a pulmonologist, Dr. Shellman, S-H-E-L-L-M-A-N, at Major Health Partners, and was referred to another pulmonologist who referred him back to the nurse practitioner period. He was hospitalized early March of 2025 from outpatient surgery where they punctured his lung, trying to do a biopsy of a nodule in his lung that developed in the last year period. A recent hospitalization resulted in pneumothorax with severe subcutaneous emphysema, requiring two chest tubes and a wound vac period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with sex, comma, playing with his children, comma, swimming, comma, walking over 50 feet, and prior to this was 1,000 feet, comma, lifting over 30 pounds, and prior to this was 150 pounds, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sleep, comma, takes longer to dress, comma, occasionally needs assistance with hygiene, period. New paragraph. Medications include Trilogy for COPD, comma, 2 inhalers, comma, Xanax for anxiety, comma, antibiotic, comma, prednisone for his lungs, comma, and Tussilon pearls, period. New paragraph. Present treatment includes change of rescue inhaler in use more often, period. Pre-injury, there was an increase of his oxygen from intermittent oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula at rest and 3 liters at activity to post-injury of continuous oxygen rather than intermittent and 2 liters nasal cannula at rest and 4 liters with activity, period. He is also under temporary pulmonary rehabilitation, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for COPD, emphysema, and anxiety, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for low back fusion, comma, torn muscles in his right elbow, comma, and hernia in the groin, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient never had a heart condition in the past, period. He never had a heart disease or CHF in the past, period. In 2017 at Roche, he punctured his right lung lower lobe and was hospitalized 2 weeks, period. A chest tube was inserted and resolved in 3 months without permanency or residual, period. The patient has not had other lung injuries other than COPD and emphysema, period. He has had no prior work injuries other than the mentioned lung puncture, period. He injured his right elbow 10 years ago when he tore a muscle and he had surgery, period. He has not been in serious automobile accidents. He has had minor martial art injuries, period. Social history, smoking history. He presently has not smoked for 4 years, period. In the past, it was one pack a day for 45 years, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of a biomedical electronic technician, period. Roche could not accept the work restrictions as of September of 2024, and he was totally out of work period. He is presently on long-term disability period. He filed for permanent Social Security disability period. He is aware that he will not be able to return to work in any capacity, period. He has not been back to work since February 29th of 2024, period. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted in the medical record, period. Hancock Regional Hospital Emergency Department note, March 2nd, 2024, x-rays of your finger show no foreign body, period. Please take the additional antibiotics as well as the cephalexin you are already prescribed, period. On exam, this does not appear to be flexor tendosynovitis, period. Already on Keflex, I will add Bactrim for MRSA coverage, period. Hancock Regional Health chest x-ray, January 5th, 2024 comparison. Date of report was April 28th of 24. Impression 1, left lower lobe infiltrate, 2 emphysematous changes, period. Hancock Regional Hospital progress note. April 28th, 2024, impression 1, left lower lobe infiltrate, 2 emphysematous changes. They state chronic respiratory failure, secondary COPD with emphysema, period. Patient has been on lung transplant list but off because of pulmonary nodules, period. Hancock Regional, April 28th, 2024. Current diagnosis, methicillin-susceptible Staph aureus infection, comma, pneumonia, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with acute exacerbation, comma, chronic respiratory failure, comma, bacteremia, comma, dependency on supplemental oxygen, period. Emergency department note, April 28, 2024. History oxygen dependent COPD who presents to the emergency department complaining of shortness of breath, period. Respiratory examination showed decreased breath sounds. He will be treated for his exacerbation of COPD and will be worked up for abdominal pain, period. CT showed an infiltrate versus atelectasis of the left base, period. He continues to be tachycardic and dyspneic and will need to be admitted for further treatment, period. Discharge summary, Hancock Regional Hospital. Date of admission, April 28, 2024. Diagnosis was 1, pneumonia, 2, COPD. Exacerbation, 3, chronic respiratory failure with hypoxia, comma, MSSA bacteremia, period. The patient had 6 liters per minute oxygen requirements, up from his baseline of 2 liters per minute, period. The patient was found to have MSSA in bloodstream, period. Infectious disease felt this to be a true infection given symptomatology, period. The patient was to have 14 days of total Rocephin therapy, period. Hancock Regional Progress Note, May 1st, 2024. Admission blood cultures are showing 1 of 4 bottles with MSSA, period, likely related to his pneumonia, period. Does not have any current skin infections or other reasons for this, though he did have a suspected MRSA skin infection 2 months ago, period. End of report. New paragraph. reports were given me by the patient of pulmonary function studies. In other studies, period. Results of cardiac catheterization was reviewed. This was dated December 14th, 2022. Pulmonary function studies from December 12, 2022, period. Also reviewed pulmonary function studies of June 13, 2023. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of February 29th, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with a normal gait with the use of the assistance of a walker, period. He did have a dusky, hypoxic appearance, period. He was obviously shortness of breath, and I did measure his oxygen levels several times with a pulse oximeter, period. His PO2 on 5 liters nasal cannula in the office was 74 at activity. At rest on 5 liters nasal cannula, his rest PO2 level was 92, period. I did not feel it safe to check his PO2 without assistive oxygen, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs, although there was no wheeze, had markedly diffuse, diminished breath sounds in all lung fields bilaterally, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds. Examination of the left shoulder exhibited diminished range of motion, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed a large posterior vertical scar in the lumbar region from old surgery, period. There was a surgical scar involving the left mid-abdominal region, period. There was also a scar from an old injury involving the right elbow, period. Circulatory examination revealed weak pulses, but they were diffusely present at 1/4, period. Neurological examination was unremarkable, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, pulmonary injury, comma, sepsis, comma, methicillin susceptible Staph aureus pneumonia, period. Number 2, aggravation of pre-existing COPD and emphysema resulting in chronic respiratory failure and hypoxia, period. Number 3, cardiac injury. Number 4, left ring finger infection, comma, and sepsis resulting in diagnosis number 1, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of February 29th of 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment 6th edition, utilizing Table 5-4, the patient qualifies for a 50% whole body impairment, period. This 50% whole body impairment is permanent and total, period. The patient can no longer work, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period: lung transplant was discussed with the patient in a casual conversation by his nurse practitioner and his pulmonologist, period. The patient will need a lung transplant, but he is not on the list, period. He was a candidate for lung transplant prior to the injury, but the work injury expedited the need for the transplant, period. The patient will also need a shower chair, comma, walker, comma, electronic scooter, comma, a transport vehicle for a scooter, comma, stair assist, comma. He had to remodel his bath, shower, comma, ongoing medications, period, increase of his oxygen with continuous flow oxygen, comma, compression stockings, comma, and an electronic device to prevent deep vein thrombophlebitis in his legs while he is sleeping for his calves, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.